from the 100th episode, I'm telling the people that if you are subscribed to the JLP radio network on YouTube and IG, on YouTube you can see at 3 p.m. today, you can see the, what is it? You can probably see the Joel Friday highlight from his 100th episode of Joel Friday TV from this spicy noodle trauma. It was traumatic for some. Probably traumatic to all of our bodies, but just mostly to American Anchor Baby, because he got the cream of the crop, which rose to the bottom. What's up, guys? It's 9:01 a.m. U.S. Pacific Daylight Time here in Los Angeles, and we are live on multiple platforms. What's up, Instagram? What's up, YouTube? I presume Facebook is live. Yes, indeed. What's up, Facebook crew? Rumble. This is Friday, guys, so make sure you remember to catch The Fallen State at noon Pacific time. Joel Friday's little highlight reel on the JLP Radio Network channel at 3 p.m. And then, of course, American Anchor Baby Nick Stream at 4. You can call in to Hake 1-888-775-3773. That's the JLP Radio Network number. And you can super chat on buymeacoffee.com/thehakereport. That's my favorite place to check. It's easy for me. I'm used to it. But there are other platforms as well on which you can super chat. So check them out, thehakereport.com. But anyway, guys, what will we cover today? Who knows? But I do have this clip of this disrespectful streamer, 14-year-old, not a normal white, who put his hand... I'm laughing as if it's funny. I didn't find it funny at the time. He put his hand in this woman, young lady's... food, walking around like Miami or somewhere, some beach town, looked like a beach town, and she cussed him out, and I still call her a lady, because I'm on her, I took sides with that lady against this whippersnapper, cussing streamer guy, kick streamer, who got kicked off off of kick, so I'll play that for you guys. I did want to revisit and correct some info, bad info that I put out as a theoretical. I'm like, maybe this, and it's actually not that, because I got a coffee from Popcorn's Thump Keg. You know, I get a lot of coffees from him, or her, or it. Maybe it's an AI. And Popcorn's Thump Keg said that the per capita violent crime rate, official numbers, right, from between Oklahoma and New York, Oklahoma has a higher per capita violent crime rate. And he said, does that ring true to you? I said, well, maybe there's a lot of blacks in Oklahoma. And there are, it's like 7% black. That's pretty high. You want to be well below that 10% rule. No, shout out to the blacks. I love the blacks. But it's like 17% black in New York. So that doesn't really explain it. And so I have more information for you guys, other alternative explanations for you guys. So those two things, hopefully, and maybe some other items and your calls, if you'd like to call in. But it's Friday, and it's time for the AJ Gallardo original theme song, Gallardo. So anyway, guys, let's get right on with the show!
Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la la. Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la la.
Hey guys, I hope you're enjoying the AJ Gallardo original theme song over here on Hake. I know I am. and the beautiful, obvious globe of this horizon on the beach. But shout out to the flat earthers. We sharpen each other.
Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la la. Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la la.
So, how you guys doing? I am fine. I and my fun octopus, pro-Semitic octopus, we call it here on the Hake Report. Any other pro-Semites along with Hake? Anybody? Press one for a pro-Semite. Press two for disavow. Press three for indifferent. Nice. I am wearing my mildly attractive t-shirt. This is not one of them. I'm wearing the original design, the one with the girl on it. See her? The gal. Blonde, dirty blonde. Sandy blonde. I learned sandy blonde hair before I learned dirty blonde hair, okay? Nice, huh? Waving. White gal. I got rid of her. Only from the shirt, okay? She still lives in my heart. Anyway, so you can go to the hakereport.creator-spring.com if you would like. Teespring.com/stores/thehakereport redirects to thehakereport.creator-spring.com. It's different from the stuff that you can find on a Radulaser. I disavow that. Are those two lucky numbers in the Asian culture? Is that what you're giving me? Big Mitch disavows. Clovera is indifferent. Matthew disavows. Gia James. I knew Gia was on my side. She's pro-Semite. Jaime, pro-Semite. Benny Hills, pro-Semite. I'm looking at the chat right now. Okay, so nice. Thank you, guys. If you would like to get... So I still need to get myself the t-shirt that doesn't have the gal on it, mildly attractive. I did a new design because I got so many requests for different alterations, and one young lady, I think it was a lady, had the great idea of just removing it entirely. That way I don't have to make a black gal emoji for Amazing Asia and whoever else. And also, maybe without the gal, it's not so girly. And also, it made manly colors. This is mauve. Mauve. It's like a, I don't know. It's cool, though. It's like a yogurt. Raspberry yogurt. Okay. Let me get to a call before I get started. You know what? No. Being pro-Semite implies you care. Right. I know. Okay. I'm chuckling at some stuff going on in the background. I do have some beautiful music to share with you guys. Okay, so it is... I've cheated you guys out of Fob Friday last week because it was the last Hake Day of Women's History Month. And I cheated you out of Frog Eyes Friday as well. So don't worry. That's coming, hopefully. I want to get to a call first before we get into this stuff. Jake in Mississippi is on the line. Jake, how you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. How you doing, Hake?
Doing well.
How you doing, brother?
Jake, I was on Jake's show. You could check that out in my appearances.
Yeah, did you see the song I did for Jesse the other day?
I haven't checked it out. I think I saw an email. Did you send an email?
I sent an email to Jesse. Someone named Douglas sent me an email back saying he got it.
Right on, man. Nice. Happy birthday, but, Doug.
Hey, I just want to say that I've been watching your shows all week. I've been sharing the shows. I've been sharing yours, Joelle's. I even see you eating some hot noodles the other day.
I did.
Yesterday.
Yeah, that was on Joelle Friday TV show.
Yeah. But I want to ask this question. Did you hear that there was an earthquake happened this morning?
I did, over on back east. I saw it in the chat first. Karen Williams said, 4.8 earthquake over here in New York. And some other people said other things. And so I looked it up, and sure enough, something happened centered in somewhere in New Jersey. And it was felt from Boston all the way down to Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love.
People talking about it. I watch a lot of shows that are out. I watch like Bob Levy's show. He's out of New Jersey.
I don't want to. Don't mention their names. Because no worries.
Sorry. Because I'm giving them a shout out, but I want to ask this question. By the way, how are you doing today, brother?
Doing fine.
I haven't spoke to you in a while. You haven't sent me a picture of your shirt yet.
I know. I still gotta take a picture. Hopefully tomorrow it should be sunny out.
Yeah. The reason I asked for pictures is so I could post it.
Right. I know. No problem.
Post it on my community tab, or tell people that if you guys want one, you guys, if you want to be like James Hake and have good hair, never mind, sorry. But I want to say that I'm very happy. I've been watching the episode back, and there was some stuff that I got to work on.
Oh, good. Right on, man.
And number one, I need to get a better camera and a better internet connection.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, personally you wanted to work on your character.
I also want to have, like, you know, because I see your studio. I see the studio.
Oh, right on, man.
You actually put me to shame because I don't have a good background. My background is a heater.
No worries, man. No worries. People like that. People like the heater.
By the way, I found your theme song on Jesse's remixes.
Nice. Right on.
Yeah. All right. I want to get you. You got to get your music and stuff. I hope you're having a good day, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you, James.
Thank you, Jake. Take care in Mississippi. Ah, he got me. I think that's the second time in a row he's gotten me with the click. Nice guy. Okay, let's dive right into this stuff, guys. A disrespectful streamer got himself kicked off of Kick, according to somebody on X. And I always know to believe anything that I read on X. Just kidding. But it may be true. This guy's name is Kizzy. I have a few clips here. It's clip 51A, let's start with. This bad kid puts his hand in this woman's food while he's streaming, while his friends are streaming with him. Like, his friend is streaming, like, showing him walking along this sidewalk cafe-type place. I got this from Pictures Folder. I think Pictures Folder is I Am Yes, You Are No. Oh, no, it's not I Am Yes, You Are No. It's non-aesthetic things. You guys are probably familiar maybe with non-aesthetic things on X. Streamer has no respect and dips hand in woman's food as he walks by her. And reason I didn't show it yesterday was because I had to take some time to bleep everything, because this kid was cussing up a storm, and he even had the gal cussing at him. Check this out. Wait. Oh. Look! Look! This is Hake editing. What, did he grab a chip? Fries? Look how small he is. High-pitched voice.
What the f***? Put your hand in my food again, and I'm throwing all of your phones.
Wow, she grabbed her phone.
Don't put your hand in my food again. Do not do that. You don't do that to people.
Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are?
Stop filming me.
You're a nobody. You're a
It's a live stream. You can't stop me.
Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you?
Give me the phone. Now you're not touching my fucking phone. Touch my phone.
Poor family trying to walk by.
Me up. Back the fuck up.
I will. I want to know.
How old are you? 5?
You think I'm a fine
culture.
All right, hold up.
Don't do that again.
Hold up. Yeah, shut the f*** up.
Man, bad kid.
Let's go.
I knew. He reminds me of the bad kids who came over to junior high school with their high-pitched voices, talking all tough, cussing, being all Mexican. He's not Mexican, though, I don't think. I think he might be... I don't know what he was. He didn't look normal white. We're separating from him.
What were they fighting about?
So this kid, JLP walks in. What were they fighting about? This kid, 14-year-old, young man.
Black shirt.
Short kid, yeah.
There were two of them.
Yeah, there was a few kids. And walking while streaming their video on Kick, and he, I think the chat told him, maybe, to put his hand in the girl's food as he walked by. So the camera goes to the woman's food, and the boy puts his hand and maybe takes this chip, or I don't know what it was. And then he walks away and looks back and goes, "Huh." And then she follows him and confronts him. "Don't put your hand in my food." And she says, "I'm going to take away all your phones." And she grabs at the phone that's streaming. And the guy's like, "No, touch my phone." And he said, "Who the bleep are you? You're nobody. You're nobody," the little 14-year-old kid said to her. And she's like, "Who the bleep are you?" And then... And then he's all, don't touch my phone or I'm actually going to do something about it. And he's like, "What are you, five? What are you going to do? You're going to fight me?" The girl's saying that to him. And then according to the replies, I didn't watch the whole stream, right? According to the replies, she followed him for like 15 minutes and she like, well, somebody claimed, and I don't know if it's true, that she tried to buy a hot dog and throw it at him, but she missed. And she cussed at him, kept on yelling at him, and he got kicked off of Kick over this incident. Yeah, he should have, says JLP. Indeed, because that's wrong. I didn't mind her cussing and grabbing at the phone. Yeah, true. It wasn't even funny. There were some immature, like, demon-possessed little kids saying, "It was funny, I've watched it, ah-ha-ha." She kept on chasing him for like 15 minutes. She bought a hot dog to throw it at him, but missed. I don't know if this is true. He picked it up and threw it back at her. The guy's talented. Future stand-up comedian material for sure. So there's people cheering him on. So he's being encouraged in this mess. But that's kind of the immature 14-year-old, but now it's encouraged even more by the streaming hype. Just re-show the vid.
Who are you on that other man's show?
Jake. I was on Jake's show, yeah.
Oh.
Pardon the strange interlude, guys. JLP keeps on asking me questions. Now he's going away from my topic.
Are you on the air right now?
I'm on the air right now. JLP is like the 14-year-old kid trying to disrupt Hake's, instead of Hake's meal, Hake's show. Let me show the part B, just to sort of replay it for you guys. This is the scene where he grabs at the food. And you can see his face, and you can tell he's not a normal white, because his forehead is like angled and his eyebrows are like thick and dark brown, not like a normal white. Anyway, here it is. Look at that face. I don't want to say what I want to think about that face. Slightly mama's boy face. Look at that. Terrible. And then the ladies at the table are looking at him. Older lady, shocked. Crazy, huh? And then here's the confrontation, part C. The confrontation is where they're both cussing at each other. And I stand with this lady's cussing and grabbing at the phone. Although I don't think you should do that. It's unwise, generally. But here it is. "He white America first, LM blank O," says Shogun. Okay, here it is.
"What the f***? Put your hand in my food again, and I'm throwing all of your phones.
Look at that.
Wow. You're not touching our phone.
Don't put your hand in my food again. Do not do that. Yeah, you don't do that to people.
Who do you think you are? Who do you think you
stop
are?
Stop filming me.
You're a nobody. You're a
it's a live stream. You can't stop me.
Who the fuck are you?
Look at this family. They're trying to walk by.
Touch my phone. I'm going to actually do something.
What are you going to beat me up? Back the fuck up.
I will. How old are you? Five.
How old are you? Five.
Do you?
All right, hold
up.
Do you?
Don't do that again.
Hold up. Yeah, shut the f*** up.
Great. I should have bleeped it a little bit more. Not that anything got out, but sorry, kids. Don't be like this kid. Although he does have a little bit of talent, honestly. He is... Hake thinks he's a normal white. I do not think he's a normal white. She Mexican, says Grandpa. Yeah, she does look like she has a Hispanic tinge to her. But she does seem like a lady is angry, says King of Hueco Mundo. She had good self-control. Good thing she has relatively low T so she doesn't pop them. Because it could have escalated. Smack him in the face, lady, says Becca. I disavow that. Oh, no, says Sail Away. I disavow that. Just sit on him until his parents pick him up, says Becca. James, my ears. Oh, was that loud? I don't know. He should be in juvenile detention center. Oh, no, Hake, you think you're a normal white. Probably many normal whites may disavow Hake, but whatever. He literally stepped to her. He was cussing up a storm like a bad kid. And he said, who are you? You're a nobody. You're a nobody. Is that what his justification is for treating her like that? Everybody's a nobody, young man. We use the term man loosely. He calls himself a 14-year-old. No Kizzy CSP is his ex-profile. Don't harass him, guys. Don't harass him, Kizzy. He called himself a 14-year-old, I think. Seems to imply that. Kizzy did not get away with the prank. Everybody's a nobody. That doesn't mean you treat them so nasty and dumb. But he's 14 and young people can often be very disrespectful and not even think anything of it because they're not thinking about it. I remember being kind of dumb like that. Kizzy did not get away with it, according to Visionary Void. One of the women followed him down the road, and that's what you saw and heard if you were watching, or at least listening, and confronted him over his behavior. She warned him that if he puts his hand in her food again, she would throw away all their phones. To me, that would be like, I know, what's a phone compared to somebody's food? Somebody's chip. Don't touch my chips. Take all your phones away. This led to an outcry from the young streamer and his friends. The incident sparked outrage online, many users expressing disapproval over Kizzy's behavior, K-I-Z-Z-Y. I'd be mad and cussing too if I were named Kizzy. That's a girl name. The confrontation sweeping social media as users pour in with baffled comments about the streamer's behavior. More clips from Kizzy's broadcast began surfacing online, one showing the youngster. He's not a youngster, he's 14. That's a man. A young man. You know, according to the Jewish community, he's past his bar mitzvah. Not that I'm saying I'm not suggesting he's Jewish. He doesn't seem Jewish to me. Jewish boys know how to behave, young men. It appears Kizzy's, unless they were raised by single mothers and bad kids and on an ego trip on Kick. But I think that he's like, anyway. I was going to say like Armenian or Persian or one of those sort of slightly like Arab or Asian or something or Italian maybe, Greek. Shout out to all of those people. We love everybody. They're all humans. Somebody said I sound so evil when I say they're humans, guys. It's just because I don't want to be confused with using dehumanizing language. Because you can't even call anybody an NPC because that's dehumanizing language. A non-player character or basically a brainwashed person. It's dehumanizing language. So I'm just protecting my channel when I say they're human. I already know they're human beings. Everybody knows that. That's why we're criticizing them. If they were animals, it would be like, oh, look at those animals. But no, they're not animals. They're human beings. And then we would say animals because they're acting like animals. Anyway. Hopefully I don't get banned for that. not tolerated by Kick. It appears Kizzy's antics, and this is according to Visionary Void on X. I don't know if this is reliable information, but according to them, and it looks like it may be true, Kizzy's antics were not tolerated by Kick.com/TheHakeReport and Kick.com/JesseLeePeterson. We're both on Kick. Some sparse viewership down there. As his profile is currently unavailable, they get a 404 error. And he's like smoking weed with some gal, black gal over there. He took a puff from her joint or whatever it is, blunt. Don't say that word, kids. You think he's Armenian? Says Hassan. Yeah, he kind of looked like it. I didn't want to bash the Armenians. They had like a genocide 100 years ago, so we can't talk about this. No, I'm playing around. I don't even believe in the word genocide, Jay. Terrible, huh? The most remarkable part about it for me was, who are you? You're nobody. And, you know, you cut a 14-year-old a little, you cut him some slack, in as in you understand, but you still like the juvenile hall, young man, slave labor. You gotta wash dishes for 100 hours or something like that. And so when I say cut him some slack, I mean like within, you understand that he's just a possessed young dumb kid. Young dumb young man. Everybody's acting like kids nowadays. Joe in Phoenix, Arizona is on the line. Speaking of people acting like kids, how you doing, Joe?
Good morning. Nice job.
Hey, thank you.
I didn't hear your show when you were talking about the black crime stuff, but I'm sure you got them wrong like you usually do.
Oh, what makes you think I got them wrong? Were you saying like I usually do?
Yeah, because you usually lie about that kind of stuff.
No, I don't. That's not true.
Yeah, you really do. Oh, you absolutely do.
Can you recall a lie that I've said about the black crime?
Sure.
Yeah, offhand.
You have said that black crime is out of control.
It is.
Which is absolutely. Violent crime has been dropping in the last 20 years, James. Sorry, you're wrong about
that. It was way, way, way out of control 20 years ago, I grant you, or 30 years ago, I grant you. And I don't know that it's been dropping. I mean, it has also risen in those 20 years, too. It spiked under Obama a couple of times. It spiked under Obama, I mean, with the Black Lives Matter 2014 insurrection. It spiked under the Black Lives Matter 2020 insurrection after that. And so it hasn't just purely been dropping. And it's way, way, way out of control in the 90s, yeah, with the reported homicides. But it's still way out of control. It's maybe not way, way, way out of control, but it's still way out of control.
That's so a subjective term. But
so then if it's subjective, how are you calling it a lie?
Because that's generally what you do. So let's talk stats.
But no, this is, I let it be known that Joe from Phoenix acknowledged that it's subjective, and therefore Hake was not lying.
No, don't let it be known at all.
Okay, hide the truth.
Says the guy who still only rejects the big lie because it hurts his channel.
No, I don't even know what the truth is regarding the big lie. I don't know, nor do I really care, because that's something that both you and I know that none of us can know.
So you don't really care about our democracy. Amazing.
It's not a democracy.
It is a democracy.
It's a constitutional republic. the juvenile arrest rates, DOJ Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention, I gave stats on that, and I calculated based on the populations. And I found that murder and non-negligent manslaughter arrests among youth in 2012 were among whites ages 10 to 17, 1.3 per 100,000 were arrested for murder or non-negligent manslaughter. Blacks, 6.9 per 100,000. So blacks were
arrested.
Black youth, right, I said that. Black youth were nearly six times as likely as whites to be arrested for murder. Black youth were more than twice as likely as whites to be arrested for forcible rape. Whites at 6.4 per 100,000, including white Hispanics. And blacks for 15.4 per 100,000. Robbery, 24 whites, 25 per 100,000. Blacks, 270 per 100,000. Black youth were more than 11 times as likely as whites to be arrested for robbery. Aggravated assault, whites, 79 per 100,000, including Hispanic whites. And blacks.
Get it all out, James. Get it all out.
And blacks, 282. 283 per 100,000. Black youth were over 3.5 times as likely as whites to be arrested for assault. So those were the stats that I mentioned, and not one lie was there. So anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, it's funny how you lie on FBI stats when you think they're in your favor, but when I say them, you deny them up and down.
I don't deny any of the stuff that you say. I just don't know that it to be true.
Oh, sure, you deny it all the time. Then you say, oh, well, I'm a known liar. Then I call you a liar, and we could go back and forth calling each other a liar.
You are a known liar, and you're not an honest person. You deceive, and you cling on to pet facts and ignore alternative facts.
That's a liar. Yes, that's an unbelievable, pathological liar, James. It's unbelievable.
All right, whatever.
2017 FBI stats. Once you correct for poverty level, James, 46% of violent crimes committed by whites, 43% committed by black people. So there you go. All the stats you just mentioned are worthless.
Nuh-uh. That's not true.
It's more about poverty than skin color. Sorry.
I never said that it was about skin color.
As per usual. That was your whole point in bringing that up. Oh, gee, the whites are less violent than the black. That was your whole point of bringing that up.
I never said that it was about skin color.
That was your whole point in bringing it up, James.
I brought it up to point out that black crime is out of control. Boom!
Nope, boom. 46%.
Poverty doesn't cause crime. What are you, an atheist communist?
Argue with the FBI, not me, James.
The FBI? I have to argue with the FBI. I already know the FBI are dumb liberals.
The FBI is dumb liberals?
Yes.
Yeah. Where was your proof on that? Boom! None.
Because they hate Trump. They've always been liberals.
Yeah, FBI hate criminals, and Trump is a criminal.
FBI shouldn't be hating anybody. They should be even keel.
Yeah, they take down John Dillinger. They kind of take down Trump. Same dirtbag criminal.
So you really believe that poverty causes crime?
The stat is clear on that.
Once no, it's not.
For poverty, white people are the most violent, not black.
That's not true.
Just the fact. Argue with the FBI.
The facts are not that. When you adjust for poverty, blacks are still more violent than whites.
I just gave you the stats, James.
No, well, you missed out on some alternative stats that prove that, according to other people who cite stats...
Alternative stats, amazing.
Yes.
So it is about color, wasn't it? So that was the point.
No, it isn't.
Trying to make.
No, it isn't.
Sure it is.
You're about color. You're sensitive about the black crime because you identify with the blackness.
No, but that's you.
No, I don't. I don't identify with blackness or whiteness.
Neither do I.
Yeah, you do.
I never have.
Yeah, you do.
I never have. Never have.
Then how come you get all excited that Obama was the president and that this black did this positive thing, and this black did that positive thing?
I only call in to debunk your nonsense because you're constantly saying the opposite. That's why.
I'm never saying the opposite. I'm just pointing out the truth of what's going on, and you want to downplay it.
Nope. Never downplayed.
Yes, you do. You do. You just claim.
Never.
Then how come you accuse me of lying when I said something that was subjective?
Because, again, you only want to spin it as white is good and black is bad. That's your whole point.
That's not true.
That's 100% true.
Then you're blind.
And that's why you have fans like the criminal Asmodor and others, and neo-Nazi idiots.
You're a criminal.
That's why you have those fans.
You're a criminal.
Nope. Never a criminal, James.
Yeah, you are.
Nope.
According to God's law, you're a criminal.
Not even close.
You've never broken God's law.
What law are you talking about, James?
God's law. Ask me.
Yeah, which one? Which one?
I don't have to tell you which one. You don't. Are you denying that you're a criminal?
Absolutely, 100%. I am not a criminal.
You are definitely a criminal.
And you're trying to pivot to God when you, what you're trying to really say is, oh, you're a criminal, Joe. No, nope, never.
You don't even believe in God.
I do believe in God.
No.
You're the heathen because you're out here trying
then,
to...
Then why are you judging your fellow Christian men like Asmodor and Trump, our greatest president, and Haig and JLP?
Greatest criminal, you mean?
Yeah. Heck yes.
Now, let's try to have a reasonable conversation about Obama and Obamacare, because you mentioned that being on 26 might bankrupt the companies. You do realize that since the ACA passed, there's been record profits for healthcare companies, right?
Yeah, because it's not about, because it was never about the people, it was about the healthcare company, so-called healthcare companies in bed with the evil government. Now, commie capitalism wins.
A lot more folks are covered now. And you do realize that you have to get folks covered to lower overall costs. And the CBO has said...
Covered doesn't mean anything.
I studied that ACA has lowered the overall rise in cost of health care.
CBO is liberal. And that's not true.
No, it's nonpartisan.
Yes, it is. It's liberal. Nonpartisan means liberal.
It is nonpartisan.
Nonpartisan means liberal.
It means it has both conservatives and liberals.
It does not mean it has any conservatives.
It does mean that.
No, it doesn't. Name a conservative on the CBO.
I'd have to go look. I don't know.
You can't because you don't know what you're talking about.
You're making that up.
No, you don't know what you're talking about.
You're making it up just to be contrary, James.
You're making stuff up to be contrary. You make up that I lie just to be contrary.
Than the CBO. You don't know more than the CBO.
I don't have to know more than the CBO. The CBO doesn't know stuff that's real.
What does the CBO stand for, James? You don't even know what
Congressional Budget Office. See, you accused me of not knowing when you didn't know that I didn't know. When you didn't even know that I knew.
Congressional Budget. Okay.
Boom. Shut you up.
Boom. You got lucky. You got lucky once.
That's skill. And that has nothing to do with anything. I don't even have to know what the abbreviation is to know that the CBO, if it's a nonpartisan government organization, it has an agenda.
Bipartisan does not have an agenda. The whole purpose of it.
Bipartisan is even worse. Bipartisan means evil.
That's just nonsense.
Bipartisan. Anytime you look at something that they do, bipartisan, it's something evil.
So the overall costs have slowed, and
you look at the so-called Civil Rights Act. You look at the funding for Ukraine and Israel and all this stuff.
Yeah,
bipartisan. It means evil. The bipartisans, they tried to impeach Trump. The bipartisans, what else did they do?
They didn't impeach Trump twice because he's a criminal.
Those were fake impeachments. The bipartisans tried to...
They were real.
They were fake.
They both passed in the House.
The politicians are phony, and you fall for phony politicians. The bipartisans, what else did they try to do? Oh, they got rid of the best... Congressman Steve King. Bipartisan is evil. Bipartisans have never closed the border.
Steve King's an idiot, and he deserved it with lose his job, and I'm glad he did.
You're a criminal for thinking and saying that.
Nope, just facts.
That's not a fact.
100% is a fact.
That Steve King is an idiot?
There's no place for bigots and idiots in Congress.
See, I knew you were a communist.
Yeah, you're the communist, James.
How am I a communist now?
Because you want to go back to McCarthyism days.
Yeah, McCarthy was anti-communist, right?
No. What he was doing was fascist and authoritarianism, and it cost him dearly in the end, didn't it?
I don't know. I don't know history.
Yeah, exactly.
What did it cost him?
A lot of things, James. You don't know a lot of things.
Right. What does it cost him?
Look it up for yourself, James.
Oh, okay. You're being mazed now? I don't know if what McCarthy did was right or wrong. I've never really looked into it, but he was calling out communists, and now the communists have become the authoritarians. The communists have become the authoritarians that you support.
Don't shift me.
that you support, because you support silencing my competitor and attacking our greatest president and pretending to be for what's right when you're really for what's evil.
Oh, you remind me. You have to watch The Truth versus Alex Jones. Fantastic documentary on HBO, if you have that.
Oh, okay. I don't know how to navigate any of that stuff, but thank you for the tip. I appreciate that.
And you'll see that he's a truly evil person, what he did with the whole Sandy Hook thing.
No. No, I don't think that's evil at all.
Absolute evil. Absolute evil.
Almost got folks
killed.
Nowadays, and ever since that fat guy who did Bowling for Columbine,
what's his name? Doggone it.
Yeah, I'm blanking on his name. Michael Moore, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Michael Moore, yeah. Michael Moore, yeah.
Documentaries have been, and maybe always have been, propaganda.
And it depends on the topic.
They're not fair.
It goes through the trial with Alex Jones and calls him out on his own nonsense. It's fantastic.
Yeah, but trials themselves are biased. They don't allow... they don't allow exculpatory evidence to come in. You like that word, exculpatory?
Sometimes.
Oftentimes.
Not always.
Especially, it's biased that they even went to court. Basic free speech, man. But anyway.
No. All speech is not protected, James. You know this.
I know, but Alex Jones's should have been.
Nope, not when it puts folks' lives in danger, and that's exactly what he did.
He did not put anybody's life in danger.
Oh, well, watch the documentary. You'll see what you just said is wrong.
No, I don't think so, because he's not responsible. Not a word he says is not responsible for other people's actions.
James, read incitement to violence laws.
He did not incite. He was not supportive of any violence against anybody. That's not my competitor. I'll tell you that much.
That is not the standard, James.
Well, the standards are stupid if it's not the standard. If he had because that's dumb. In other words, you're a communist. You just proved that you're a communist. But that's okay. We're not surprised.
keep calling me that. This makes you look even worse than when you are, James. That's fine.
People say I'm a seven.
A seven?
I don't believe in rating men by number system. I think that's only for women. But
no idea what that even means. So,
good. I'll tell you when you're older.
Okay.
Nice talking with you, Joe and Phoenix. That was fun. Thanks,
you
man.
You too. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Commie. All right. Let me read some super chats, guys. A bunch have come in. And then I'll get to the revisit the one that I mentioned at the beginning of this show. Okay, Popcorn's Thumpkid gave me a long coffee yesterday. And I read that one already. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Let me just go forward here. Maybe I did read that one. Okay, yeah, I did read that one. Ego is real, bought a coffee. Solar eclipses regularly occur, but are not always viewable from where people live. There hasn't been a total solar eclipse intersecting Los Angeles for 1,500 years. Really? I remember looking at a solar eclipse when I was a kid. It must not have been a total one. After Monday, the next solar eclipse to cross North America won't occur for another 41 years. Hake will be 84, if I make it. Solar eclipse paths are accurately calculated using the obvious globe and orbits. FE, Flat Earth, predicts everyone will see the same shadow at the same time, which doesn't happen. Doesn't F.E. think that the sun is a flashlight, though, so it doesn't shine on the whole Earth? I don't know. Shout out to the Flat Earthers. We all have our insanities. At this point, just call me Mike, bought a coffee over on Buy Me a Coffee. Thank you, James, for taking my calls. I know I don't speak well English, but you still take it. Thumbs up, and I appreciate the time you are giving me. Blue heart and salute emoji. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your coffees and your calls. I can understand you quite well. And we don't mind a French accent now and then. It's fun, especially with your spirit. It's cool. Popcorn's Thump Keg with the long coffee. Part of the reason that I send coffees and provide the commentary I do is not just to be critical of you. JLP has a video called My Father and Why I Focus on Black Sin, where he outlines the reason that he focuses on black people on his show. And I disagree with 90% of his opinions, as he puts, but he puts it out there. 90%? Wow! You must be really in a dark place, Popcorn's Thump Keg. But that's okay. Shout out to the people in a dark place. Darkened eyes. I have never heard you talk about why you seem to be on the bandwagon, of people saying that blacks are leading the way to destruction. Bandwagon? Are you denying this? Even though, even if you don't explicitly say it, you just kind of go, yeah, it's a mess, when your callers parrot that message. Parrot? Maybe your ears are the parrots. Or your mind, you know? If you think anger is at the root of it all, and 99% of people have anger, how are black people the problem? Nobody calls black people the problem. You could call them problem people, but nobody calls black people the problem. You'll know that. And I differ with people who call other people, a problem. You seem to have racial prejudice against black people. Oh, no. And you waffle back and forth between talking about what is right versus what people have a right to do, depending on which one suits your argument. It just depends on which one suits the situation. You give people the right to discriminate. Because that's called love. Are you a Christian, Popcorn Slumcake? Thank you. That's why I asked, oh, is it testosterone that causes them to, with their anger? But no, I think it's, they are encouraged in their anger like nobody else and stripped of rules and authority, men, fathers, and encouraged into this blind, brainwashed lie of racism and racial prejudice against black people that you even think I have. What? You should call in sometime, maybe, Popcorn Stump Keg, Mr. AI or Mrs. AI or Mrs. Person or Miss or Ma'am or Sir. James seems very happy with being a 7. LOL. Yeah. Wow, I disagree with 90% of JLP's opinions. That must be an exaggeration. No, maybe not. You can't be that blind. Yeah, no. Think of anybody who is encouraged more to be angry than blacks in America. They're encouraged to be angry. George Floyd incident, Trayvon Martin, Mike Brown, Obama, every one of these people in the Al Sharpton, the Black Lives Matter people. Did I mention them already? Even the Denzel Washington. Even he falls for that stuff. He was reading Between the World and Me, this book by Ta-Nehisi Coates, where he's like brainwashing his young son to believe that racism is so real and it's being black in America. It's tough. Like LeBron James. Generations over generations brainwashing the blacks to hate the whites. But keep on looking at me, not looking at yourself. Okay, more super chats over on buymeacoffee.com/thehakereport. Star Sion bought 3 coffees. Is Kizzy from Roots? Kunta Kinte, child? I've never seen Roots. I only know that whole line. I thought it was James Master. I didn't know it was Toby. Because the people who were reciting it to me when I was in high school at the Christian family camp were saying, James Master? Who got sold because she got caught reading? Oh, Kizzy is a... Kunta Kinte had a daughter? She got sold because she got caught reading. According to that fictional tale, Roots, by that black activist. Speaking of black activists, angry people. The master's daughter taught her how to read in the first place. So who gave you the octopus, Hake? the Greta Thunberg octopus. This is inspired by Greta Thunberg, my favorite mentally ill Swedish child, no longer a child. And hat tip to based Michael Knowles. That's where I got that line. Mentally ill Swedish child. I believe Carver sent it to Hake. They call it plushie, but I never grew up calling stuff plushie. This is called a stuffed animal. We got stuffed animals when I was a kid. Nice. That's why I'm angry, like my octopus guy. My autism octopus. It has nothing to do with the Jews, even though they have their multi-armed tentacles in the media, in the academia, in the government, in the banks, in the... But I disavow all of that stuff. I support them. They're the cream of the crop, rise to the top. I'm pro-Semitic. I even heard that they were oftentimes slave masters. Whoopsh. It would make sense because they know how to do business and have that good work ethic culture or know how to make other people work for them. That's cool. They know how to advocate for themselves. I respect that. We should learn to do the same so that people like them, people like us. And then we can be more Christian about it so that we can be of love and not of victimhood, right? Nice. At this point, just call me Mike, says, sorry, kids, we hate Joe from Phoenix if we hate anybody. I'm joking, but you're a snake in the grass, says, at this point, just call me Mike. Yeah, if you do hate anybody, you hate him too. Okay? You even hate your girlfriend, or your boyfriend, or your mother, if you hate anybody. Because you're supposed to be loving everybody. It's in the Bible, right? If you're a Christian, you love everybody. Or at least you know you're supposed to. Star Sion bought a coffee, so... When are you introducing us to your South Sudanese girlfriend, Hake? What? Delilah and you are history. What? South Sudanese girlfriend. So I'm his. So I'm no longer with Delilah. Well, Delilah. Hey there, Delilah. I don't answer questions that. About my weakness. It's like the bad guy from the Gargoyles TV show. Goliath, the good gargoyle, found out that this bad guy had a crush on some other gal, and the guy is, now you know my weakness. And then Goliath, the liberal, good, quote-unquote, gargoyle, probably not written about by a Christian, said, only you would consider love a weakness. That's not love, Goliath. That's his name, right? The gargoyle from the 90s? Cartoon? TV show? Emma bought three coffees saying, thank you for your patience. Hake, amazing. Thank you, Emma. Appreciate that. I think we're caught up on these supers. Oh, no. There was one from that handyman. Appreciate that, man. He says, the only reason black crime is down is because they won't prosecute blacks. Indeed, man. That's so true. Let me not get overexcited. But that's so true. Shout out to Urinal Chills, a monthly supporter on the Hake Report. I'm going to get to what you just said, that handyman. Who said, I thought for sure that when Obama was elected, even though I didn't vote for him or like him, I was like, whew, finally racism, BS, bogus speech is over. But as we see, only worse. What do blacks want? And JLP predicted that. I was listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show in 2008 or 9. I was not producer. I was just coming, attending church, but I was also listening to the radio show. And I remember he said, he's going to get in office and he's going to fail and they're going to blame racism for it. I was like, what? And sure enough, that's exactly what they did. JLP knew. So shout out to Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you, Urinal Chills. Stuffed animal is racist. Hank, duh. What a mess. So, I can't get to my topic. I need to take a break, guys. This is Fob Friday. Shout out to the fresh off the boat Asians. I love the Asians, if I love anybody. That's how I found out about Andy Lau. Andy Lau, this is an Andy Lau song called Desperate Smile. Jue Wang, the Xiao Wang. I'm even doing like the up and down, kind of like that one gal who sings. Hope you enjoy it, you musical Philistines. Desperate Smile or Hopeless Smile by Andy Lau. Be right back for hour two. Hang tight. Mr. China. No titles needed. I just feel it. This is Copper Pot. This song is 5 minutes long, guys, so. It's so 80s. Close his eyes. Andy Lau. Mr. China, he's also an actor. Great actor.
以亂縱意氣縱意意縱每晚慣望長空
So nice. What a nice melody. So nice. Come on, Simba. Let's go home. Well, thank you guys for bearing with me through that arguably pretty nice music. Lisa, our resident health expert at the Facebook crew, said, these Asian songs get stuck in my head after the show. It is peaceful, though. Nice. Right on. I think I saw a super chat come in over on buymeacoffee.com/thehakereport. Let's see. Yes, indeed. Mr. J bought a coffee. Joe is the perfect example of a liberal, even though he calls himself a black conservative, I think. One, he truly hates white people while crying about so-called racism. Two, you can show him a video or give him stats from the FBI, liberal organization, of blacks committing crime, and he'll blame white people or say, but the whites! Three, I truly understand now what JLP means when he says their eyes are wide open, but they're still blind. Indeed. I hope he's able to overcome the black thing and start to see spiritually. He seems like a nice guy, but the delusion of seeing anything with color on his frames is keeping him angry and from overcoming. I wish him well. Salute emoji. Thank you, Mr. J, and thanks for the call the other day or week. That was fun. That was cool. Did you know that Mr. J called Hake? That was memorable. Noah's Ark Kansas donated on Streamlabs. Hake is still on Streamlabs. JLP got banned. Terrible. Joe, if you seriously believe Trump is a criminal, Hughes is more stupider than everyone been thinking. Yeah, I know, huh? That's just that Trump derangement syndrome. When you're angry, anger makes you foolish and dumb and stupid and low IQ. It really does. Hey, Andy's over in my Odyssey crew. He says, hola. What's up, Andy? Love your singing, man. Mr. China himself. No, I'm kidding. He's not Mr. China, probably. Yeah, great point. Noah's Ark, Kansas. And thanks for the support, fellas and ladies. Whew. So let me, speaking of stats and incomplete information and the need for alternative facts, let me reread this thing that I saw that I mentioned yesterday, because I gave you guys some bad info. Knowing, I admitted at the time of giving you this bad info or bad suggestion of what the situation is, I admitted at the time that it was might be wrong, but it's way wrong. Okay, so go over to 1B and NY versus OK crime rate. New York versus Oklahoma crime rate. Because yesterday, Popcorn Thumpkeg gave me an... I find his coffees interesting. And I know some of you guys used to complain that you would fall asleep and stuff like that. Maybe it's just because I'm an intellectual, but I find them interesting. So Oklahoma's violent crime rate, he says, and I have to believe him. I believe him in this instance, right? Is 458.58 offenses per 100,000 people. So 458, 459... Going to 1B to, just to zoom in on it. That's the middle part that I'm looking at. Because the point of it is his center paragraph. That's one heck of a coffee, right? Not pithy. Hake is very lenient. Which is to say white. Modern white. Shaking my head. So 458 per 100,000. 459 people per 100,000. Offenses per 100,000 people. Pretty high for violent crime. New York, the state of New York, okay? I'm assuming it's talking about, he's comparing a state to a state. Not sure. Might be comparing a state to a city? I don't think so. No, I don't think so. New York, probably state, has a violent crime rate of 363.76, 364 per 100 violent crimes per 100,000 people in a given year, I'm guessing. Does that, quote unquote, ring true to you, question mark? And I said, yeah, it could. And then I suggested, oh, yeah, maybe there's a higher black population in Oklahoma. And sure enough, no, there's not. There's only like 7% blacks. Well, I say only. That's pretty high. 7% black is still pretty high. In Oklahoma, ring true is another measuring stick I've heard you use, says Popcorn's Thumpcake. Because, well, rings true is more, I use that for the stuff when I'm reading the Bible or hear stuff from the Bible, it rings true. Stuff that JLP says, it just rings true. It's like, yeah, that's the truth. That's what I mean by rings true. It's like, maybe like if I have the Holy Spirit deep down inside of me, it's telling me, yeah, that's true. That's what I mean by rings true. Or that's what I imagine is going on. So 458 per 100,000 in Oklahoma, 363 per 100,000 in New York. Oklahoma and New York, two very different states. I started to look into this stuff. So show 2 NY pop, New York population, state population. Almost 20 million people in 2022. Almost 20 million people. California has almost 40 million people. And by the way, it shows New York below that, 8.3 million people. That's because it's New York City has 8.3 million people. So more than a third, almost half, like 40% of New York State is filled up with New York City. So go down to 3 NYC pop, 8.336 million. 8.336 million people in 2022. And I go to Oklahoma, state of Oklahoma population, 4 million. They have less than half in their whole state, the population. It reminds me of my black caller, my true black conservative caller. I'm blanking on his name from Tennessee. I'm blanking on your name, man. You're some of my favorite recent calls. He said, the black population is tiny compared to the white population. So it's like ridiculous, he says, to compare the black violent crime rate to the white violent crime rate because they're two totally different sized populations and so much different dynamics going on. And that's true. And same thing with Oklahoma. Tiny population. And what do I think of when I think of Oklahoma? It's kind of the Midwest, just north of... I've been to Oklahoma before. It's hot, humid. Does it snow in Oklahoma? Probably does. Is the cold in Oklahoma, it's a lower latitude, right? Is the cold in Oklahoma comparable in number of months that it keeps the violence indoors, the blacks indoors, and the violent criminal people who are not black too, indoors, like New York? Because New York, the violent crime is kind of shut down for a while because it's too cold to be violent, to go outside and do violent things. You hear this from Chicago. So it's probably hotter longer in Oklahoma. So there it's hot, people are cranky, and they're outside and able to commit more violent crime, maybe. Whereas in New York, like I said, there's a whole lot of people who are just responsible doing their work. Or doing white-collar crime or whatever. So 4 million. 4 million. This is less than half of the city. So then show this. NY crime not reported. David Bernstein, PNG. David Bernstein posted this on X. I just happened to come across it. I think it was retweeted or quote-tweeted by Cernovich or somebody. Professor D. Bernstein, Prof. D. Bernstein, not a Christian, but maybe a reliable source. He said, I don't think he's Christian anyway. you know these statistics showing crime isn't so bad in New York City? Even though everyone in New York is freaking out about how unsafe the city has gotten? My friend got assaulted twice. Once, no serious injury. Cops refused even to fill out a report. He split his infinitive to even fill out a report. But it's even to fill out a report. Second time, badly injured. My friend, this guy's friend. Needed emergency surgery. Months-long recovery. DA, meaning the New York City DA. Would that be the fat guy, Alvin Bragg? I don't know. There's multiple DAs, I guess. DA, District Attorney's Office, I guess. Refused to charge the person with a felony, the suspect with a felony. Instead, misdemeanor assault. Reminds me of some of the stories that you hear on the J.C. Lee Peterson show where this gal was hit hard in the face. Remember that Hispanic or somebody gal, fatter gal, older lady gal? I think I saw that on the J.C. Lee Peterson show. Maybe it was Anchor Baby. Like last week, hit in the face, and then her sons or somebody at her son's store employees followed this guy until he was caught. I don't know if it was New York City, but it was somewhere. One of those urban areas. Misdemeanor assault. Badly injured for months. Months recovery. Emergency surgery. Two felonious assaults goes down in the records as one misdemeanor assault, says David Bernstein. And my friend is someone who even knows people who know the DA, he says. If someone like him can't get a felony charge against his assailant after a brutal assault, imagine the level of tension of attention the average Joe victim is getting. Yeah, that's the other thing that I thought of too. Okay, thank you, Hassan. That was David Bernstein. The level of honesty in like a Oklahoma versus in New York City, where they have an agenda to cook the books on crime, to make their city seem more attractive, to make it seem like the Democrats aren't so bad, to make it seem just all kinds of perverse motivations, perverse reasons, motives to cook the books and downplay the crime. They're literally not charging people. The cops are not even charging people. Maybe because their hands are full, or the cops wouldn't even take a report, according to what this guy said. Police didn't even fill out a report because they're busy, slammed. A whole lot of times in these cities, because it's so densely populated and so much going on, and the black crime is so high and other crime is so high, they don't even get charged. They never even get caught. They don't even get reported. There's no snitch culture. The murder clearance rates, you know, when cops clear a murder when they either arrest a suspect or their suspect has died, or when they, whatever, stuff like that. Basically, they solve the crime. Unsolved murders through the roof in these cities. Whereas they solve them more in the rural areas, hopefully. I don't know. So Oklahoma doesn't really have that agenda as much. They're more honest. They're more like white. They're just rural. It's a totally different culture. So those numbers may not even be real. But it rings true to me in that, yeah, it would make sense that New York would do that. Yeah, it would make sense that Oklahoma would be like that. Crazy, huh? New York City crime rate by borough. Show this. NYC crime rate boroughs. Bronx has the highest crime rates. 7.25 per thousand. That's 725 per 100,000. In 2013, 2014, all the way through 2019. Do you see that in the folder there, Hassan? The NYC crime rate boroughs. Yeah. And then Kings. And then New York. And then Queens. And then Richmond has the lowest. So go to Richmond borough, guys. I never knew the names of all the five boroughs. Where's Brooklyn? Is Brooklyn not a borough? What? Are those the boroughs? Are those the names of the boroughs? I'm having a ignoramus moment. So that dwarfs the Oklahoma already, obviously, of course. Oh, and then go down one more. NYC crime rate. Violent crime of New York City, New York, 573. Wow, I mean, it's as bad as the Oklahoma, whole state of Oklahoma. But even that, they're probably not not counting all the crimes. Feds, too, don't count all the crimes. They can't. They want you to report to them so that they have this info, and then they can massage their numbers or get the numbers so that they can come up with policies. I never heard of Kings. What's Kings? I don't know. Maybe it's bad info. Okay, Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, and Staten Island, says Noah's Ark, Kansas. So, maybe that was a bad, maybe that was a fake thing, but it looked legitimate. Terrible. So anyway, I hope that was interesting for you, Popcorn's Thump Keg. Had you considered that, you know, they don't count crime and they're more honest over in Oklahoma. It's more rural and there's more, the weather's more crime friendly, violent crime friendly. All kinds of stuff going on. Glenn is a caller out of New York. Glenn, is it Glenn with two N's or one N? I like to spell it right if I can.
Hey, Hank, it's the same Glenn with the two N's. We spoke a couple, back in March, I believe it was. I'm the 9/11 volunteer and a disabled vet. Yeah, these statistics are tailored for an agenda, and so a lot of crimes aren't even reported. You already mentioned that. And then you have the court system, the legal system that has allowed a lot of crimes to be pled down.
Yeah.
So when you go from a felony to a misdemeanor, you're basically erasing the reporting, you know, stats. You're fudging it.
Yeah.
And I believe that so the other ones get on board and vote for certain bills that distribute our we the people's funds to finance certain community outreach programs, etc. And because, you know, again, like last time I called, I said there's always these trigger words. So poverty is one of their trigger words. I told you I grew up.
You know, I was thinking about that. Let me cut in right there. Poverty.
Yeah.
Pardon me, but this was on my mind after Joe's conversation. What's wrong with them that they're poor? They're so-called poor, you know?
Well,
you know,
I
if the blacks are more poor per capita, like three times as poor per capita or something, or four.
Well, that's might
their
be
fault.
True. That might be true.
I know, but
then
that's
again,
what's wrong with them that they're poor? This poor morality leads to poor finance oftentimes and crime. The poor in spirit. Sometimes the evil people get rich, but oftentimes the evil people are just useless bums or worse, criminals. And shout out to the bums, useless bums and criminals. Hey.
You could look at it in different lights. Like I said, I was a white kid. I got thrown, you know, I was disruptive and whatever. I had some learning cognitive difficulties in school. So because I wouldn't learn and get the marks that make you an acceptable student, I was transferred and I was sent to an all-black school in Harlem in the 70s. And so firsthand, I mean, these were my peers and became my friends, although they taught me how to fight, you know, by picking on me all the time. I got to hang out in the homes and how in my house.
These are black kids?
Far. Yeah. So okay. I would go over and hang out at their houses, sometimes sleepovers. And even my house, we had four kids in the house, two-bedroom apartment. You know, we ate tuna casserole six, seven nights a week, some months. And so poverty isn't the sole cause of crime. It might be a contributing factor. It might be a factor that in an individual case But rich people commit crimes,
it's,
too.
I don't think it's a factor at all. I think that it's you can correlate them. Correlation is not causation. They correlate because the immorality causes both the poverty and the violence.
Yeah, so I was going to say, what happens is in impoverished communities, people become, their spirits become evil. They're overcome by evil.
They're overcome by evil, and that's why they become poor.
Yes, easier, and it perpetrates itself.
Yep.
It just doesn't start. I have plenty of friends that are such successes that I'm so proud of that came out of just barely getting by, barely scratching the top level of that heat. And through certain programs, they were able to better themselves. And that's okay. I'm not fully against, you know, I'm not going to say affirmative action, but there are programs that look and see that, you know, you're probably, your scores are down. We're going to give you a chance. I was given that chance and I screwed it up, even though I was white.
Yeah.
And so I wound up joining the Army. That's how I wound up becoming a fully disabled veteran. But P.S., these statistics are fudged, you know, by certain means. One is the plea bargains, the non-reporting of crimes. Look, I was knocked out on 107th Street and Amsterdam Avenue one night walking, and I was in the wrong. I was looking for drugs. But somebody, because I was in a very black, Spanish-controlled block, they thought I was a cop. I looked like an undercover, I guess.
Oh, wow.
So someone came up from behind. I saw who it was, and they knocked me out. And so I woke up in the street half an hour, 20 minutes later, whatever it was, and I didn't file a report. We just took it, you know, I took it to my friends and said, hey, I know who it was. It hit me. And they were, the minute, you know, I was always, a lot of people cared about me. So they were like, oh, we're going to get revenge. You point out the guy. So we went up there. We cruised by in a car a few times.
Wow.
I pointed out the person.
Uh-huh.
And eventually they took their revenge. You know, it's kind of like in the old days.
I disavow. I disavow revenge.
Well, I didn't take the revenge. These people were upset that I had a big bruise on my face, was puffed out.
Yeah.
And then I got sacked because basically I gave respect to all the people in my neighborhood. I was allowed to go into black neighborhoods, Spanish neighborhoods. They nicknamed me the Ghost and Mighty Whitey and all this crazy stuff. And approved my admission into the ghetto.
There was a kid in my class.
Participated.
There was a kid in my class called Casper. They called him Casper.
See,
well, he was a year older than me. He was tall, white, red haired guy. They called him Casper.
So
he was so white.
In the streets, there's a level of where sometimes it's taken care of by itself. There's a, like I said, the posse goes out. They find the criminal. And, you know, sometimes it might
they
be
don't
the wrong person.
You're right. They
happens.
Don't involve the police at all. That's so true.
Right. So, you know, what I've learned over the years is that there's a propensity. Certain people have a propensity to just behave a certain way and to think a certain way. And some of it comes from, like I said, these trigger words that, you know, you're... like racism. I'm in a lack for words right now. But, you know, discrimination and bigotry and all this other. And so for people that don't have the whereabouts to read about it and research the history of it and, you know, is it factual or not, internalize it, and it gives them a drumbeat. It gives them a flag to wave and permission to get your posse together and go distribute. You know, a lot of this, they think that they're rightful in doing this by carjacking a car because they can't afford one. They don't know how to get up and get a job.
Yeah.
And you know, the first time I saw a black person driving a Mercedes, I was kind of like, oh, that's the end. We're all done. And someone was like, what's wrong with you? I said, that's it, man. I said, you know, I know who that is because I saw the driver. I said, that person got that through dealing drugs, right?
Uh-huh.
So they might think I'm just out there doing what other people are doing, but they don't consider how many people they've hurt that have gone full down the rabbit hole in their addiction, lost everything. Some might have overdosed and died. So at other people's expense, you can acquire things. And they feel that it's justified because they've been told they've been downtrodden and abused and whipped.
I know that for a fact. I've heard it firsthand from these people who've stolen stuff and gone to prison. And he said, I thought I deserved it. I thought I was owed it. I thought I was entitled to it.
Yes, absolutely.
And you're right. I remember what one time JLP has said, when you just use one word, racism, or you imply it, whatever, they go into this trance and like they close their eyes and just like zombies follow like puppets of the mainstream media and the politicians to do destruction and to just attack the whites and clamp down on our rights. It's ridiculous.
Well, I think there's been research done on this. You know, they do psychological researches, the CIA, the military. I told you I was in the military.
Yeah.
And I believe, like I keep telling you, these trigger words, these have been studied to see if they bring up anger. You know, Jesse talks about anger all the time. If you have anger, you cannot have love.
Yeah.
And that's not just Jesse's thing. That's just a universal rule. And so the more we perpetrate our anger, and sometimes I even talk out of anger because I feel the affliction of living in these communities. And look, I was bad. I was a bad drug addict. I now have, I'm working on 14 years sober from alcohol and cocaine.
Nice.
But I once wrote checks, bounced checks, and wound up with a felony and had to go to state prison for a first-time offense. And it was under the Biden crime era. It was in 1995 I was arrested, and I had to go to New York State Prison. And, you know, first of all, I got in there, I saw guys that I went to high school with that were like, hey, it was like a high school reunion, more or less.
in prison, huh?
And then, yes, and then I was actually being tailored, tutored on how to do better crime so I don't come back.
Yeah.
The guys that were in for a long time were like, what are you in for? Oh, I'll teach you. I can show you how to do it so you don't get caught.
That's messed up.
So it becomes a game for them. Now, I never went back to the prison system because I knew that's not where I wanted to be. And I saw that my addiction wasn't that it was just a drug addiction. I was acting out of anger of other things. That's why I was using drugs to turn off these feelings I was having.
Yeah.
And, you know, eventually I found that out, dealt with it, and I was able to keep tabs on it so I don't fall back into addiction.
It makes you more passionate and into different vices in general.
Yes. So these keywords that they use in the media trigger anger.
Yeah.
Let's say they become an ingredient. You know, like if you're making soup, you have to have some water in there, otherwise it's going to be all dry and burn up when you heat it.
Yeah.
But so the trigger words precipitate; they become ingredients for this anger, and then the anger becomes internalized. You know, whether it's against a certain population of people or a material. You know, you look at the value of something and say, "Ooh, $20,000 watch! I never had one of those. I want one of those." Instead of becoming a doctor or a lawyer or a dentist, the people that usually wear $20,000 watches. And so you feel justified walking in the hood with a $20,000 watch now that you're probably going to get stuck up for eventually if you show it to too many people.
Right.
So
yeah, they're so showy. The rich people that I've known, the best ones anyway, don't show it.
There you go.
Yeah, they're just driving little Toyotas or whatever.
I got to work for some people. I was a building engineer in Manhattan, and I worked for people that were paying. One of the clients rented a duplex in a brownstone. They paid $18,000 a month rent.
Wow.
Well, that was through the UN. They were a UN official. But I was very close with the family, and I knew they did a background search on me and everything else. And then there was another time across the street from my building, Bush's daughter was living there, so there's a Secret Service guys always parked outside. One day they left the keys on the bumper of one of the SUVs that I know through certain means that they have a fully loaded submachine gun in the back of that car.
Wow.
So I took the keys and I just held them up in the air because I knew a camera was watching me somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And eventually some guys came scrambling down the block. And John, I believe his name was, he was in charge of the detail, said, "What the hell are you doing?" I said, "Look, one of you guys left the keys in here. It could have been very dangerous."
He said,
"We all would have gotten fired. No one hears about this, right?" I said, "Yeah, no problem, John." Because he'd always talk to me when I was sitting outside the building.
Nice. So you saved their job.
And I knew that they had already done a background search on me because I was the superintendent.
Okay.
The street. And he says, "Look," he says, "here's my business card." He says, "If you ever get in trouble, something major."
Nice.
You got one. We will come to bat for you because, you know, you... So there's a system. There's a system within the system. So... I mean, I was helping them out, but basically I committed a crime by touching the keys to a Secret Service detail. You know what I'm saying? So if I would have run my mouth and said I'm going to report you, they could have arrested me right there. I would have disappeared into the federal system, you know?
Wow, nice.
So I knew how to play. But anyway, I digress. It's good to hear your show. I kind of hung up a couple times and then clicked back because the guy that you were talking to that's calling you a liar... He's obviously, I think he's using some, like, pot or booze. You could tell in his, the way he sounds a little bit effeminate, might be a pervert or something like that. I'm not
I don't
want to
get into any of that stuff, Glenn.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. But it was a little disturbing to hear him constantly put this down and saying it's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie. He should just, he needs to really find God and face the truth. And I wish him luck, actually. I realized I was getting angry, and that's why I disconnected from the show.
Okay.
Because of his anger, and it was triggering me.
Yeah.
Like I was saying about triggering.
Yep.
So I had to look at myself and ask God and sit in a quiet moment, and God told me, "You're wrong."
Right on.
To call Hake and tell him that this is all crap, all these numbers are crap. It's only what they want you to hear.
Yeah, so don't get into that, because then you will say stuff that's wrong, like what you just said about him. Like, you don't want to be saying stuff like that.
I know, and so, I do take it back. I wish him the best, actually.
Nice.
And I pray for him that he comes out of his anger.
Yeah.
And then maybe he could turn around and help fellow man do the same thing.
That's the thing that we have to be doing, is watching ourselves and not getting triggered, quote-unquote. To use
I'm trying to show the love, brother. I still got a long way to go.
People.
It's a long road. You guys have helped me out tremendously.
That's what JLP's trying to do to help these blacks, because a lot of these blacks they can't help but do like crimes or get angry or go off and be black, you know? And so he's helping them by pointing them back to themselves.
Jesse pretty regularly, and it's a huge thing he does, and even though I'm not black, it's still, there are a lot of things there that pertain to me and the anger.
Yeah.
And the opposite of that is love. I know that. I know what you know, I've through my meditation and prayer, my silent prayer, I've learned that I need to be more in love.
Yep.
And
Right on, man.
So I'm getting there, and you guys have helped, and I appreciate it. You have a great day, Hake.
You too, Glenn in New York. Take care, man.
Ciao.
Great call. That was a half a click. I don't mind a half a click. Shout out to, by the way, the Men's Forum. Anybody? Men's Forum? First Thursday of the month, a highlight of the month. We had that last night, was the first Thursday of the month. I've been going to the Men's Forums for years. Well, although sometimes I missed them because different reasons, you know. But, rebuildingtheman.com/events. Women's forums are third Thursday of the month. You have to check yourselves. When I'm talking to the Jew blamers or the harsh Jew critics, you're not going to be a light in the world. You're just going to be a devil fighting devils if you're not checking yourself. If you're speculating and gossiping and coming up with insane ideas about what this person is doing in his personal life, or that person is doing in his personal life, the problem, that's, you're the sicko, you know? So right on to the caller for taking that back, what he said about one of my Super Chatter's favorite callers. Oh, no, one of my caller's favorite callers, Joe in Phoenix. Alex in California, I think he called Joe his favorite caller. If it bothers you, that's a sign not that they're the problem. A lot of times something somebody says bothers you, and you call them hateful. I notice that women do that a lot. Oh, you're hateful to the gays. Because I wrote one time on Facebook, back when Facebook wasn't purely boomers, that, and shout out to the non-boomers on Facebook. I'm a boomer still on Facebook. I said, I don't get how you can be proud of supporting people for being not morally straight, which is to say, so-called gay or whatever. There's nothing proud. First of all, there's nothing proud of being it. There's nothing to be proud of in getting into that or falling into that or wallowing in that. Nor is there anything to be proud of supporting it. There's nothing to be proud of supporting that. Because you're supporting not the person. You think you're supporting the person, but you're supporting the evil in the person. You're supporting the perversion and not the person. That's mama thinking she's supporting the person. That's evil Joe Biden. And so this young lady, a year older than me, from my high school, was like, I am proud to support them. You're hateful. And that's literally all I had written. And maybe I had written it in a snarky way, but I don't think I did. Sometimes writing doesn't come off well anyway, but that was her hatred, assigning that hatred to me when it was actually in her. Not saying I had no hatred back then, but her sense, her overreaction was the hatred in her. Thinking that it's kind of like what I think is going on with Popcorn's Thump Keg when he says, it seems like you have a prejudice against the blacks. I really don't. I really don't. So, FYI. Nice. Always, always check yourself. I remember arguing with gals. Different, like, girls I dated and stuff. Complain about somebody. And I didn't like this complaining, right? Or it didn't seem right that she was complaining. And so I would point it back to her. And she's like, you're always taking their side. I'm not taking their side. I am taking your side, your real side, not the devil's side that's blaming them. And caught up with them. Who wants to be with some woman who's always complaining about other women or other people? First of all, and who wants to be a person or a woman or a man bitter about somebody else being wrong, being right or wrong? It's always about you. Nice. What's up, IC, who keeps on saying, speak with confidence, Hake. Thank you. Thank you. Sometimes I'm saying stuff that I don't know to be true, and so I'll be like, I think, Anyway, shout out to my callers. Great call, Glenn, in New York. Thank you, man. Okay, so what's next? What shall we talk about next? No. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, let me cover this David Bernstein guy. So go back into that. I feel like we should know who this guy is from whom I got that story about his friend getting assaulted twice in New York. Sounds like it's a his friend problem, but it might not be. Like, what are you doing getting assaulted twice? Get assaulted once, shame on you. No, shame on the assaulter. Get assaulted twice and have to go to the hospital? That's your fault. Maybe I'm wrong. But you say this. Okay, so I'm looking up this guy just to see who it is, who the source is. And this young man or man is Prof. D. Bernstein, classified. And so what I just told you is recounting a story about crime not getting reported by the police or by the DA properly in New York, or even charged. It's called a misdemeanor assault after two felonious assaults. So this David Bernstein guy, I don't think he's a Christian, I'm not sure, wrote this book called Classified, The Untold Story of Racial Classification in America. Perhaps the most consequential book in American book of 2022, according to Rhino George Will, George F. Will. I call him a rhino because he's this writer. George Will is a writer. If he's the same guy that I'm thinking, kind of an older guy, maybe older than a boomer, maybe a boomer, and a Trump hater. But he's written some things that are kind of fair-minded. But he's one of those lame-o establishment people. You know, kind of like National Review Online type people. But I don't think he's a National Review Online. So this guy is out of Arlington, Virginia. I guess he's a faculty member of GMU Law School. law.gmu.edu. Oops. George Mason University. Antonin Scalia Law School. Hey. Okay, so... Oh, George Mason University, Antonin Scalia Law School. Hey, shout out to Scalia. Rest in peace, right? See, some Italians are good. So anyway, this guy, I just wanted to peruse some of his tweets. This David Bernstein guy, who wrote some information that I found useful, helpful, for explaining the supposedly lower crime stats in New York City, anyway. And then so he posted this most recent, at the time of this screenshot, tweet, post on X about pro-Israel activists versus anti-Israel activists. Pro-Israel activists on X, Twitter. We must eliminate Hamas. Anti-Israel activists on X. Hamas is based on an ideology, and you can't eliminate Hamas. I've never heard this before, but I don't go on X that much. And you can't eliminate Hamas without eliminating everyone who has that ideology. Reminds me of people saying Antifa is an ideology. No, Antifa is a terrorist group. No, Hamas is a terrorist group. I don't know. Without eliminating everyone who has that ideology, basically killing everyone in Gaza. That just shows how evil you are. A few days passed. Anti-Israel activists, we must eliminate Zionism. And then he says, note that in this common scenario, the only one who's actually advocated for mass murder is the anti-Israel activists. So says David Bernstein, who may not be a Christian, I don't know. And I found this interesting because I'm like, yeah, but Israel's dominating, putting the smackdown in mass. I don't know, I wouldn't necessarily call it mass murder, but it's mass killing. If they've indeed killed 31,000, that's a lot of killing. So they can say all they want, but Israel is the one doing the action, right or wrong. Okay. So I found that interesting because Israel's actually doing the killing, and I'm not saying it's bad or good. I'm indifferent. So, but interesting response. They're talking about ideology stuff. Friend of the Talking Bird posted a reply. FWIW, for what it's worth, Nazism. If you go down one more, there's another one, and you can see the replies. Nazism was eliminated from Germany. And this is where I get into ideology. It's so stupid. The ideology fear-mongering stuff. I could be wrong. Maybe there's a right and wrong way to attack people, call an ideology evil. But Nazism was eliminated from Germany. by eliminating the ideology, not the people. In modern Germany, it is illegal to show a swastika, even in a totally innocuous context. And he shows a couple of book covers that you don't see the whole book cover because it's sort of cropped out. But it's by this person named Roth, The Plot Against America. And it has a book or rectangular thing that has a swastika on it, you know, the Nazi sign. And then in the German version, that's not even a German accent. Oops, I spit. That's not good. The German version just has a lame-o X. An X looks cool, okay? An X looks cool, but it doesn't look as cool or eye-catching or meaningful. It's not the meaning of the swastika thing. The Hakenkreuz, the hooked cross. So that's lame. That's there. And so this guy's saying it like it's a good thing. This friend of a talking bird person is saying you can't have the swastika like it's a good thing. Oh, we stomped out the ideology without stomping out the people. Mama is what I thought of. That's mama. Reminds me of what Tucker Carlson said. And he kind of prefers the old days with the evil, the masculine, manly evil, if there is such a thing, you know, of in your face, we're doing this, we're marching through the streets, you don't have rights, and we're going to K-I double toothpick you if you disagree. That's in your face. Whereas these people pretend like, oh, this is for your safety. You know, these mamas that we now do. This is for your safety. We're banning your free speech for your safety. We're going to give you these different things. Different things for your safety. I did a gesture that some of you may have caught if you were just watching. Some of these things for your safety. And force you to do it out of love. Now. Dumb. So, David Bernstein replies, they eliminated the ideology without eliminating the people, without killing the people. David Bernstein, smart, maybe unchristian professor guy, only after between 1 and 3 million German civilians, million, 1 to 3 million civilians died in the war, though. So that's an ambiguous case, implying that maybe they did kill a bunch of people who were Nazis. And so I don't think that either of those things is good. And so this person, L.E.T., posted, it's the only way to win an ideological war. You have to crush the enemy. It's very noble to provide soup kitchens and try to win over. But you can't win ideological war. Win over hearts and minds. Hearts and minds this! Ah! That's what the old Anchor Baby intro said, but he got rid of it for the kids and the ladies. Catch Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Oh, I got to end soon. Luckily, it's Frog Eyes Fridays. I have time. Even if you are winning a tactical war, nice. So, yeah. So anyway, thank you, Hassan. Reason I bring this up is because it was interesting to me. There's all this phony fear-mongering about, oh, Nazi ideology, as if you've gotten rid of anger, because anger is the issue, and you're not going to get rid of it from everybody. You have to enforce the law fairly when you're being selective about, ooh, white supremacy. Ooh, racism, white, when they say racism, they mean white racism most of the time, right? As if that's the problem in America. Everybody other race is encouraged to be racist, quote unquote racist. Or into their Jewishity or whatever. Just break it down to simple, right, wrong. Anger, love versus love. Stuff like that. Then you can deal with people fairly, because people have a right to be fallen into that ideology that's outlawed. People have a right to fall into a flat earth or black Hebrew Israelite. It doesn't make it dangerous. I mean, think of the lies that's accepted by the mainstream media, you know? Racism exists. Sexism exists. Those are destructive lies that are tearing apart the country. Oh, healthcare is a right. Talk about a destructive lie. It's not a right. Dumb. Don't say that word, kids. I think I'm done with that point. So I don't believe in this getting rid of ideology stuff. Maybe I do, but they don't get rid of the right ideology. They get rid of the ideologies that are, they're selective. It's kind of like going after the men with this DV stuff. They go after the men only with the domestic violence stuff, and they don't deal with the evil in the women. They don't get rid of communism. Communism killed more than Nazism. So anyway, that's that. Let's see here. I got to wind it down. Thank you guys for bearing with me. Thanks for joining me, the hakereport.com. I am kind of proud of the hakereport.com, the show page. Maybe I shouldn't be, but it's, I spent some time on it, so you could check it out. I'll have to read any super chats that have come in later. It's Frog Eyes Friday, guys. The Fallen State's happening next. Oh, let me schedule for the Fallen State to happen next. American Anchor Baby again, noon. I mean, 4 p.m. And, of course, Church on Sunday, church with jesseleepeterson.com. This is Frog Eyes Friday. This track is entitled... Oh, I don't really have to end 5 minutes early, do I? Oh, hey. Let me just take my sweet time closing stuff down. I forgot, Joelle Friday TV isn't coming up next. I'm trained to end at 5 minutes till, and thank God, Joelle Friday TV isn't happening today. Shout out to Joelle Friday. I guess I'll open the treasure chest in different things. We're winding down the show, guys. We're having some fun. The name of the song is going to be The Fox Speaks to His Wife Who Is Not Quite Sure. It's from the 2004 album Ego Scriptor. It's the acoustic version, okay? Not from the folded palm or whatever. Give us commie lemons. Obama, speaking of Obama, he said there has to be some redistribution of wealth. Yes, I'm 18 plus. I'm a host. The heck? Okay, I'll give you 100 lemons. Redistribution of Obama's sunken chest. Because Obama has a sunken chest? Like I'm one to talk, right? But that's okay. And so, redistributing the lemons. Shout out to Noah's Ark, Kansas, and Dave, the soda guy. Thanks for the support. The lemon. No chests. Move along. Shout out. Plenty of time, says Lisa. Loosey Goosey Friday. Indeed. Terrible. Must be difficult to listen to it, honestly. Let me double check over on my... I have Cash App. Did you know that Hake now has Cameo? I can do cameos. You know how JLP, cameo.com/JCLeePeterson? Well, you can do cameo.com/TheHakeReport, and hopefully I check my things so that that I don't miss your cameo request. The Fallen State TV. Come on. Is the Fallen State scheduled? Hold on. Yeah, so cameo.com/TheHakeReport. Okay, the Fallen State TV. Yeah, I don't see it. I can't redirect you guys. Oh well, it's pretty marginal. You guys know how to find the Fallen State TFS. Hake is the cameo and coffee king, says Mike. All right. Is there any like little itty bitty thing that I want to cover? Let me show you guys the Baltimore Bridge container ship. Check out this. Biden went over there. He went to look at all those containers. All those containers are taller than you and me. Maybe even combined. Unless you're tall. And that ship is this ship still there? It should have kept on plugging away. It should have kept on going. Maybe not. Maybe that would be more destructive. Imagine, like, if there's food in there, it might be rotting. Unless it's, maybe they don't transport fresh food in containers. They might. Workers dismantle the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland. Bridge was struck by the container ship Dolly. Oh, it had a name, Dolly. In March, causing it to collapse. Terrible. Terrible. And Evil Joe went there. Crooked Joe. Crooked Joe had a phone call with based Bibi Netanyahu. I know you guys don't like me calling him that. Manly Bibi Netanyahu. Maybe he's not, but I don't know. He seems like it to me. Offhand. And for a half an hour saying, if you don't stop hurting civilians, you got to take steps to protect civilians. I'm being, shout out to the civilians. I love the civilians. Stop it, BB and IDF. I think that there's some rogue IDF people who like maybe be vicious. They're caught up in anger because they're not Christians, you know. And so maybe they're going worse than what Bibi would want them to do. Come on, follow Bibi's orders. My sixth favorite Jew, based Bibi Netanyahu. Bibi mandated the vax on his people. Well, I'm glad I'm not his people. See? The clot shot. No, never mind. I disavow that. Just kidding. We got to end, guys. This is Frog Eyes Friday. The fox speaks to his wife, who is not quite sure. Adios, America. Thanks, guys. Take care. Have a nice weekend. See you. Baby, I know we've got a long way to go. And if you hang around, I'll hang around. Where eyes will never see the sun. And yeah, silly person, your room is a mess. And all this, I guess, so when eyes will live bigger than the sun. Oh, baby, I know. It's so terrible, it's a fraudulent go. Your eyes will never reach the sun. And we've got no food now. And your heart we might fluff, we only bloody knew how. Your eyes will never reach the sun. Sun, oh, I got this old boat, and I hope the love flows. The love always flows. We rise more than ever to see the sun. Oh, we've got this city to find where they rescue the blind. Oh, we rise, will they never reach the sun? Oh, I got this old boat, and we look at even float. The love always flows. We rise, will they never, never reach the sun? JLP Radio Network. Adios, America. Bye.